It was a hustling and bustling place back in the day, and it was also among Arizona's largest cities. Today, it's nationally recognized as a historic site. Jerome sits about 5,000 feet above sea level, just over 100 miles north of Phoenix. The town was once a ghost town, but today it's a cozy place with lots of history. Did you know the town of Jerome is one of two districts in the state designated as a National Historic Landmark?
Jerome was at one point the third largest city in Arizona with a population of 15,000 people.
That's Wes Yeager. He's with the Jerome State Historic Park.
Early on in Jerome's history, what you're looking at is you had the professional miners from Europe that came over here. A lot of Slavic people, a lot of Irish were here, Cornish. You had a large immigrant population. Later on, it switched to a Hispanic population.
Jerome was established in the mid-1870s. The town started as a small mining camp. Since this was so remote, miners just stayed here, set up makeshift shacks, and families followed. About 10 years later, copper mining in these parts boomed, and Jerome was born.
Once the railroad came across northern Arizona through Flagstaff, Kingman, that's where all of a sudden there was the potential to expand. And when they brought the railroad down on into Prescott, then you had the ability to get men, materials, a population in here.
By 1914, Jerome had two mines. The town is perched on the Cleopatra Hill and sits on one of the two quarries. There's an estimated 100 miles of tunnels beneath it. Mining in Jerome hit a peak in the 1920s with thousands of people living here. By the 30s, Hispanics made up about 60% of the population. Jerome had parks, schools, churches, and a hospital. But the Great Depression slowed the growth, and by the 50s...
Jerome's population at that point dropped to less than 100 people up here. That's really where Jerome gets the moniker of ghost town. I mean, when you go from 15,000 people to less than 100, it's going to look pretty bleak up here.
And although mining continued for several more years, it wasn't until the 1960s when new and old community residents decided to preserve the area.
If you're in the main business stretch up here in town, all of those buildings are original up in town. From the mining days, we're talking early 1900s.
For about 10 years, starting in the 1920s, sections of Jerome were sliding little by little. This was blamed on erosion and mine blasting. In 1931, a middle section of the town finally gave way, and the jail slid about 200 feet across Highway 89A. It's still there for the public to visit as part of the original town. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.